Patient name, Ezekiel, that's E-Z-E-K-I-E-L, last name, Cardenas, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S. Date of birth is 6-25 of 24. Date of service, 5-30 of 25. This is an 11-month-old little boy. Here with his mom, he was actually seen on the 27th, 4 days ago, for an ear infection. At that time, he was displaying erythema to the tympanic membranes and acting fussy. He subsequently was given amoxicillin, and now he has developed a rash 4 days later. Mom brings him back because she is concerned. Period, in the paragraph, no other issues. This young one is eating well. There's been no diarrhea. There's been no vomiting, no acute pain, no inconsolable crying. Period, in the paragraph. On exam, this appears to be an amoxicillin rash. Period, in the paragraph. Patient is awake, alert, and during my exam today, his eyes track well with me. He doesn't become unruly or upset as I examine him. Period, in the paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears are within normal limits at this point. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There's normal rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal breathing is observed. Remainder of the exam is unremarkable. Period. In the paragraph, assessment implant, amoxicillin rash. I've recommended that they stop the amoxicillin. He seems to be back to his old self now, 100%. I see no sign or symptom of infection. I've just recommended plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and then give us a call if he starts developing symptoms again.